This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Buying a home has been getting more difficult lately. Sales of new homes fell 4.5% in January. And the nation's inventory of existing homes that are up for sale hit a record low last month, according to the National Association of Realtors. But there is an exception. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports that in some parts of the U.S., inventories of available homes for sale have been growing. It is at the higher end of the housing market.
We're talking about homes in the $500,000 to $1 million price range. Supply of those homes is up in part because that's the price sellers are asking for.
If you're a seller, it's a seller's market.
Gay Carrara-Tone is senior economist with the National Association of Realtors. She says supply of those homes is growing, especially in the South. Mark Vittner, senior economist with Wells Fargo, says a lot of people have been selling homes in the Northeast and moving south, where that money can go further.
And so a larger proportion of the homes that are being built in the South tend to be well above the median. They tend to be at $500,000 or above.
It's also getting more expensive to build houses. Lumber prices are soaring. Other building materials are in short supply. As a result,
builders are trying to build more homes where they have a little bit more room for error.
When homes sell for more, builders can still make a profit if construction costs suddenly rise. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.